Erevin Perek Vav Mishnah Base 6-2. The Mishnah continues on the topic we were discussing in the previous Mishnah. We had said that there are three potential mechanisms for allowing multiple Jewish residents to carry in a chatzer. We had the Erev, we had the Bittul Rishus, and we had the Schiris, the renting out of your rights. And we said when it comes to Jews, the primary is Erev. There's a possibility of Bittul Rishus and Machlokas Rishonim, what comes with Schiris. When it comes to Gentiles, we said that only Schiris works. You have to purchase the rights symbolically from the Gentile for his rights of carrying in the Chatzer and Shabbos. If you don't purchase it, you can't carry it at all. And we said that was motivated by the rabbis not wanting Jews and Gentiles to live together, lest the Jews learn from their ways. The question of our Mishnah here is, what's the status of a tzduki? Tzduki, the Sadducees, were Jews, bona fide Jews, but they didn't behave the way the rabbis want them to. And the question, therefore, is, can we treat them like Jews in with respect to the halachas of Erevin and allow them to do, let's say, like a bittel and just walk away? They don't want to necessarily do the... They may not want to participate in the Erev, but can they do a bittel rishus? Or do we treat them like non-Jews because we want to make it difficult to live alongside tzedukim, so we shouldn't learn from their ways, and therefore the only option for a tzeduki would also be sechiros, renting their rights in the shared area. Now, to machlokas tanaim, which side of the fence it falls, but it's embedded in a chasuri mechsra. That means there are words that are missing from our Mishnah. And to understand the mission, we have to build them back in. So right away, the Bartonor speaks out what the Gemara does, which is there are necessarily words missing over here. And the reason why it's necessarily the case that words are missing is because the mission starts by saying, Abba Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, Ma'aseh betztuki. It once happened regarding a certain stuki, ... We weren't mentioning stukim up to now. And a ma'aseh, a story that usually is brought as a typically as a support for a shita. Sometimes it could be even like a ma'aseh list or a refutation, but the point is here, we weren't discussing tzedukim at all yet, so the whole thing is out of turn. And therefore, the chasuri mechsra, the missing words, have to be read back in, and therefore the Mishnah should be read as follows. I'll read straight from the Bar Tanura. Masnisen chasuri mechsra, v'hachi katani, this is the way it should be written. Should be read. Tzeduki, when it comes to the status of Sadducees, harehu kanachri, his status is like a non-Jew, meaning tzedukim are not allowed to do bittul rishus, nor can they participate in the Erev. The only option is, if you have tzedukim living in your chatzer, you must do schiris, you must rent their rights from them. Rabban Gamliel Omer, eino kanachri, he disagrees. He says, no, the status of a tzeduki is like a Jew, and they could do bittul rishus. Now, that means that we're going to bring a story here, and the story is going to have Rabban Gamliel saying, my father once told me regarding a certain stuki who lived in our mavui, in our alley, that he has a bittel, but the bittel could be annulled, meaning he could undermine his bittel by acting in contrast to it. I'll explain in a second. And therefore, the fact that the bottom line is, there's such a thing as a bittel. How would that work? Rabban Gamliel's father, his name is Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So if he got the tzeduki and the mavui to sell his rights, so that would say, to do bittel. I hope I didn't mix this up before. I'm sorry, we're talking about bittel here. If the tzeduki says, I'm annulling I'm relinquishing my rights to this shared space in the mavui, but then later on Shabbos, he ends up carrying into the Rosh Hashanah, to the Mavui from his home. So by carrying into the Mavui from his home, you see he didn't relinquish his rights to carry into it and use the space because he's using it and using the space. And therefore, that would belie his supposed bittel, and therefore people couldn't rely on it anymore and they no longer could carry in the Mavui. So that's what really is happening over here. The Mishnah says inside, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, to support his case that a tzeduki can do bittel because he's treated like a Jew. Ma'asa, it once happened, b'tzeduki echad shahaya dar imanu, b'mavi b'Yerushalayim. We lived in Yerushalayim. We had a shared Mavui, Ali, and on the Ali a certain Tzaduki lived. Va'amar lanu Abba, and my father said to us, again his father's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, not the usual Shimon ben Gamliel of the Mishnayos, that's Rabban Gamliel's son. This is Rabban Gamliel of Yavna, who plays such a prominent part in so many Mishnayos. His father, who was the Nasi back in the time when the Beis Hamikdash still stood, Rabban Gamliel was told by his father, Maharu, hurry up, v'hotzi es hakelim, and take out the utensils from the house. In other words, to paint a story that may not have been true, of course, just to illustrate, you know, we're going out for lunch this morning, Shabbos morning, and we're bringing a bottle of wine. You better get the bottle of wine out quick, because if the tzaduki takes his stuff out first, then he'll undermine his bittel, and therefore you won't be able to carry your bottle of wine. So the point he's saying is, maharu, run, rush and get stuff out into the... out of the house and into the mavui, achlo yotzi, before he does, via eser aleichem. And then once he acts in contrary to what he said he's going to act, when he actually is using the mavui and he's not forgoing his rights to use it, that will now undermine the bittel, and therefore we won't be able to carry into the mavui anymore. So that story, since it happens, says Rabban Gamliel, proves that there's such a thing as bittel when it comes to a tzaduki, and therefore a tzadukim are treated like Jews who can also do bittel, and not like goyim who can't do bittel. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Balashan Acher. Rabbi Yehuda said the story's not quite right. That's not exactly what Rabban Shimon, the father, told his children, and I guess other people in the Mavui. Rather, what he said, and therefore the implication of what we're about to say, is that the Tzaduki is considered to be like a Gentile and has no possibility of doing bittel. Because what, according to Behuda, what he said was, Maharu, hurry up, va'asu tzarchechem b'mavui, and do what you have to do inside the mavui, ad shelo yotzi, before the Friday ends and the, you know, Yom Shishi ends and Shabbos comes in. Because once the day is over, there's no way we'll be able to carry in the and you make use of the public space in the mavui anymore, because he can't do bittel v'yeesar aleichem, and the very fact that the stuki lives in the mavui will make it that no one can carry in the mavui anymore. In other words, the implication being there's no such thing as bittel, and therefore the presence of the stuki is going to mess everybody up because the stuki is treated like any other, like a Gentile, even though he's Jewish. So that's a machlokas. The halacha lemaisa is we're going to go lakula, meaning we're going to treat tzedukim to be like a Jew, and they would have the possibility of bittel, like the first version. But halach l'maisa l'maisa, we're going to differentiate between Jews who are mechal shabbos farhesia and those who aren't. Jews who publicly violate Shabbos, mumara. So those people are considered to be like, even though they are Jewish halachically, they're treated like Gentiles, and therefore they can't participate in the Erev, certainly, because they don't subscribe to Erev, they can't even do bittel, they're treated like goyim, you need to do schiras with them. If you're talking about a Jew who publicly doesn't violate Shabbos, but privately he might, then he will be allowed to do bittel, and that would be okay. That's halacha l'maisa l'maisa.